Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to FM 96.1 AM 1170. You can hear us from Mexico all the way to L.A. That's right. You got a cell phone. You can download the KCBQ free app, or if you're into iHeartRadio, you can click on that, too. You can hear us all around the world. And this segment's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Whether it's a hot rod, race car, stock car, or your own personal driver, if you want better fuel mileage and you want it to run better, then you need to go to sdcarb.com. That's sdcarb.com. Stan is the man. He loves eat, sleeps, and drinks carburetors. He even has a distributor dyno because he knows where he can get a few horsepower out of that one as well. So check him out over there at good old 6622 University Avenue in La Mesa. Just tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ. All right, we got a couple. Well, we got not a couple. A race driver from the San Diego Karting started out. That would be downtown Trey Brown and his stepdad, Jeremy Wiley. All right, what's up with the downtown? Was that your idea?
No, it was just a local nickname I picked up from an announcer down in Los Angeles Karting Association.
All right, hold on a second. Stuck with me. Okay, good. I just make sure you're – it was seemed low. All right, well, that's cool. Hey, and nicknames are cool. Nothing wrong with a nickname.
Yeah.
How old are you?
16 currently.
16 years old. And you've been racing for how long?
Since I was 5.
Since you were 5. Holy moly. Goals and aspirations, full-time race car driver?
Yeah, just try my best to make it full-time racing or stay in, like, the motorsports community somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just don't give up on your dreams. But I joined the Army to go to Germany to buy a Lotus Super 7 and take the British driving schools because I was going to be a race car driver. That was all there was to it. And the Army was nice enough to send me to Korea. Wasn't even close. And there's no driving schools in Korea unless you want a rickshaw. But so you've been basically, did you find that you had talent kind of right out of the box?
Like it took me about 2 years. Like I noticed I was progressing really fast. And then that's when the family started to like notice that my like talent started getting a lot better and they started to hang up their driving gear so I could pursue my career.
Oh, so the whole family was in motorsports?
Yeah, I used to have my cousin, my uncle, my two of my uncles, my dad and my grandfather used to race.
Oh, wow. In karting or just racing?
Karting, and my uncle used to race cars as well.
Okay, good deal. Something that you just fell in love with the minute you sit in the seat?
Yeah, I sat in the seat on my dad's birthday when I was 4, and I just right and it clicked right there.
I got a picture of me in a sprint car in an indoor sprint track in Oakland, California, at the age of 6, and that was it. You can see the look on my face. I mean, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to fulfill my dreams, but I worked on race cars. I crew chiefed and all that, but I still love karting. I mean, if you'll give me any kind of driving, any kind of car to drive, I'll probably jump in a kart because they're just so much easier. They're an absolute blast to drive. What divisions did you run, or what divisions did you run in karting?
In karting, I raced kid kart, which is the class from 5 to 8 years old,
right.
And then as well as it's junior class, which is from 8 to 12, mm-hmm. And then right now, I'm in the tags senior class, which is 16 to plus, whatever you want to race.
So now, is this an enduro kart or a shift kart?
It's like a single speed. I race on the same track as like all the shifter carts.
Do you like a shifter kart? Have you been in one?
Yeah, I've driven a shifter kart.
Do you like them? I don't like them.
I mean, it's more work.
No, just give me a single speed cart with the proper gearing and the right tire pressure, and I'll go out and have the time of my life. It's just that because you have to remember to shift.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Hall, the kart school?
Yeah.
He had me go through his school, you know. And I was writing notes after each time I'd go out. Well, the third time out, I couldn't write. My hand was like jello from shifting so darn much. So I'm not a real big fan of that. But you have to have it, right?
Yeah. In single-speed kart, it really sit like you have to be more precise, whereas in shifting, you could downshift to make
right.
sure.
And make up for a few errors here yeah. and there. Can't do that with a single one.
No.
Because if you mess up in turn one, two, it's not going to be good. Three's even going to get uglier. Then you get frustrated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. How long did it take you to learn how to breathe? Because, you know, when you're racing, breathing is something you usually forget. Well,
yeah.
You forget, you know, especially if you're in the lead. That's how I was.
I just try and, like, focus and clear my head and just drive forward, right. And I'll look back.
Now, you're only 16, so But do you do any kind of a workout program? Because stamina is really one of the most hidden secrets in motorsports, and that is having a good stamina.
Yeah, I run cross country as well as track, and perfect. Then I do weightlifting at the gym just to make sure I'm in shape year round.
Yeah, because it's the old days of the guy with the cigarette pack rolled up in his sleeve, smoking a cigarette, going around the track. Those days are gone. It's the people that are in good shape. So you went from karting, and you're still in karting, right?
Yeah.
But you're kind of looking at four wheels. Or bigger four wheels, like, would you say a legend car?
Yeah, I race a legend car in, the winter series as well as some oval stuff here and there.
What'd you think of that?
I mean, it was definitely different. It was a pretty good experience, new thing, trying, get better and get more out there, I guess you could say.
It's easier to prep the cart, though.
Debatable.
Yeah, man, that legend's got too many other things you got to twist and turn.
True.
And it's got gears, too, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what's this I hear? You went to Italy.
Yeah, I went to Italy to represent Team USA. It's when I was 2016, I got selected to go.
With Jeremy Shaw?
No, Jeremy Shaw does the open wheel. It was Scusa. It's the main series in the U.S.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, did you get to go with him to Italy?
No, actually, Trey is my stepson. Yeah, okay. So his father went with them and cool. escorted him on the whole trip. And from what I've heard and seen with pictures and everything, it was one great experience.
I bet. Was it one you'll never forget, I bet?
Oh, for sure. The learning curve was insane.
Are they fast over there?
They're fast. It's just a different driving. The tracks are way different over there compared to here.
They put a lot more money in their tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you do?
I was actually really fast. When I first showed up, it was pouring rain the entire week, and then the track went dry for qualifying, so I had no prior driven on that track, so I had a bad qualifying.
Okay.
And then just tried to work my way, and I caught up, but by that time it was too late, and I made it to the B final.
All right. Well, hey, it was an experience, right?
Yeah.
One, like you said, you'll never forget, and you probably love Italian food now, huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm only kidding. But see, that, again, is just another page in your resume, right?
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So even though it's just a go-kart and it's not the biggest thing out there, who's some of the sponsors on the side?
Some of the sponsors
are all of them, actually.
Oh, I mean, Bob Brown's Automotive is my grandpa's company for all your car needs, just fixing up your car in general.
Bob Brown is? Tell Dave says hi.
All right, I will.
You'll know who I am.
Nash Motorsports, the team I race for. Precision Works Racing Engines, they build all my engines. ORG North America, they give me all my suits, the custom driving suits.
Wow.
Minus 273 gloves, they're pretty much the most comfortable karting glove at the moment. Matrix Concepts for all your media stuff. Factory Canopies for easy ups, they do custom easy ups.
Oh, I may have to call you on that.
And then From the Ashes Embroidery, they embroider all the shirts I'm wearing today.
Yeah. And the reason I have him bring this up, folks, is because if you're out shopping, for whether it be an easy up or stickers or whatever the case may be, use these drivers' sponsors. And when you go in to buy a product, tell them, hey, I'm buying it because of Trey. It's the reason I'm doing it, to support. Because you know as well as I do, sponsors, they're just sitting there, handing out money, left and right, right? So you got to give them a return on their investment so they'll feel more comfortable. I mean, Lowe's didn't stay with Jimmy Johnson for all these years just because he was cute. Because he gave back. He raced. He got a seven times champion. I mean, you can't, a sponsor can't ask for anything better than that as far as return on investment. And you already know how you have to handle yourself in the public because, you are in the public.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Granted, you wear a helmet at the racetrack, but you're still in the public. People know who you are. So that's important, too. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but you're also here for the next 15. You didn't know that, did you?
Fun with that.
It's all piece of cake. It's easy. But I don't know how anybody can do 1 hour radio. We do four or three. I do four. I do five.
Three of automotive.
And then
that's me.
Yeah, it's too much.
And it goes quick.
I know.
All right. We are FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.
Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in Southern California. And we are happy to do it. And our sponsors for this show is Barona Circle Track. Tell you what, if you've never been to Barona, it's like going back into the 50s. It's the way they race back in the day. You could sleep on the hill. You could bring your food. But you will see racing like none other. Every division there is an absolute hoot. And El Cajon Ford is a big, big supporter of Barona. Paul Dyke and his two sons raced out there. Still do on occasion. And they support this show just because of Barona. And we thank them for it. And if you're looking for a good quality Ford, new or used, or any used car over there, 80% of their used cars are trade-ins. That's right. They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. If it doesn't meet their standards, boom, it goes off to the auction. They don't want any part of it. If it needs brakes, it gets brakes. If it needs tires, it gets tires. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And if you're buying new, hey, Paul Dyke and his team can definitely get you in the car you need. So check them out. El Cajon Ford, open 7 days a week. They'll be closed Christmas and probably New Year's. I don't know about New Year's. You'll have to call. But when you do, tell them you heard it right here on Racer Radio. We're talking to Jeremy Wiley and his stepson, Downtown Trey Brown. I like that, Downtown Trey Brown. Is that written on the side of your cart or on your helmet?
Yeah, on my back of my older helmet. I had the San Diego Skyline actually on the back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, so you're in your 11th grade. Oh, my goodness. One more. Is that 12th next year or this year?
Next year I graduate.
Go down to your local Ford dealership in the next couple of weeks and sign up for the Salute to Education. You ever heard of that?
No.
They offer a $1,000 scholarship to anybody that fills out an application. You don't have to go to any specific school, and there's usually like 1,300 kids that usually do it. And one out of that 1,300 will end up with a new vehicle. You just reach into
it.
Yeah, boom. And I read the surveys, whatever that
the essays
means.
That the kids essays. Write?
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world. But it's a really good program. It's really, really. And it's just a little bit of money, but, hey, you could probably put it in a race car. I won't tell anybody if you don't tell anybody. So, needless to say, you've been racing this long. Your grades are probably pretty good, right?
Yeah, I just try to keep them up the best with the amount of school I miss. But I still maintain a 3.8 on average usually.
That's impressive.
Yeah, wow. Well, this is what I tell parents. I go, if you got a kid that, you know, it's got his act together, but maybe it's not, you know, where it needs to be, get him a go-kart. Get them something, you know, something that you can take away. Yeah. If they don't get those grades up, nothing. Is there nothing worse than taking the race car away?
Well, yeah. They're an iPhone.
Nah, you
That's
can have my
bad.
iPhone. You take my race car.
But you're not a 14-year-old.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Mentally. But trust me, I'd give that up before I'd give up a race car. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine it. So have you got a ride for next season?
Yeah, I actually have a ride with Nash Motorsports for next year. Just the same team that I've been racing with.
In karts?
Yeah, in karting.
Okay, so as far as the legends or the legend cars or dwarf cars?
Legend cars, yeah. I'm trying to work on something right now for the last two rounds of the road course up in Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Ooh. He's actually looking for sponsors for
pull that around for you.
He's actually looking for sponsors for the Legend Car Series. That's something that's kind of extra for his racing season. So if you could find somebody to help out or, you know, anybody that is interested in, you know, just donating some money or maybe getting some advertisement on a car, you know, that's
And we're
something.
Not talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No,
you know, it could be as little as $1,000 and $5,000, $500.
Anything helps. I mean, it doesn't have to be money. It could be just
a set of tires
or fuel or just helping to get the car there, you know, pay some travel costs, you know.
Right. I mean,
It's nothing major, nothing big, but it's every little bit helps, and that's the main thing in racing. It's you got to always remember it's not money. It's everything that's involved in what you do.
Yeah, the money is probably the lowest on the totem pole, really. I mean, and here's the other thing: if you're an old race car driver, maybe you came from Cajon Speedway, and you want to be part of the team. You know, that's the other thing too. How many on your team?
Oh, on Trey's team, him and his dad.
Yeah, so there
that's
you,
it.
So,
that's my mechanic.
And then they have Nash Motorsports, a team they race with, and that's pretty much the end of the line there.
You know, they
go out there to the racetrack with a nice tent set up and everything. But one of the biggest things that you have is you and your dad in your own stall. You know, you got your little stall that you work out of, and it's up to him and his dad to figure it out, and the team helps out with the rest.
Wow.
But, you know, it's a two-man crew, you know, for what they do. So
is your dad the crew chief? Would you say?
I guess you could say either that or the team owner kind of tells me.
So I guess where I was going with this is that communication between the two of you has to be really kind of stellar in a way.
Yeah, to try and help set up the car, I have to tell him, and then the person who sets up the car, we all collaborate together to make the car good for the final.
And probably people are thinking, well, we're talking about a go-kart. What is there to set up?
I mean,
a lot.
Everything. You have axle heights, axle thickness, weights, wheels, where you put the weight, where you move the seat.
Tire pressure.
Yeah, caster, camber.
Yeah. The way you sit in the cart.
Yeah.
You know, if you sit up like a scarecrow, guess what? You're not going to be doing as well as if you get as low and low into that cart and become, I know it sounds corny, but kind of become one with the cart.
Yeah. More draft, I guess you could say, aerodynamics. Yeah.
Well, you can always watch. If you watch any kart racers, like the big guys, like what you did over in Italy, and watch them drive, it's like they're sitting in a recliner. You know, the only movement you see is their hands.
Yeah.
They're not trashing the cart around and slipping as well as somebody hits them. But, yeah, so that's really important. But going back to the sponsorship, again, you know, like I said, our duty as adults is to do whatever we can for our youth.
Yep.
So if you own a yogurt shop or you know, Antonelli Sandwiches, which was a big sponsor out of Cajon Speedway, you need to go beat those guys up. I don't see them on the side of nothing. And you could use a few pounds. Actually, you don't want any more weight.
You
want to keep as low.
Yeah,
as
keep it low.
Yeah, keep that lightweight. God, I know. I used to have to put weights when I was a kid. I actually wrapped ankle weights around my ankles. Because the class above me was these little chubby kids. And they needed one more guy to drive, so I was older too, so I taped him to my ankle, and I was at Imago, you know, before they switched it to a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Man, I come around turn three, man, and that one weight shot off my ankle, caught this official by the ankles and flipped him down. Ooh, he was not happy ever, I had to figure out another way to do it. But yeah, and karting is just a blast. I mean, but there's a lot of work, a lot of strategy, a lot of technique. And you're only half inch off the ground, so it feels like you're doing 180 mile an hour.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. That's why I call it, I guess, the purest form of motorsports, I guess you could say.
It is. And all your professionals, like her ex-husband, Newgarden, right?
Well, yeah, he's moved on to someone else now.
Sometimes she's all mad.
I got dumped.
She got dumped. But Newgarden, I mean, all those top name drivers started out in karting.
Yeah.
You know,
so what's your top speed, Trey?
The fastest I've currently gone is 91.
No.
But the average is around 74, 75. But, I mean, the straightaways aren't that long, so they get up and go.
Yeah. You run at Willow?
I've ran at the streets of Willow, not Big Willow.
Yeah. Big streets is cool. But yeah. I like the little track.
I mean, yeah.
That's an absolute hoot.
Yeah, I drove on the drift track, actually. That's where I hit my fastest. It was 91 down the back straightaway.
Oh, wow.
And the motor stay together?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Thank God.
What kind of motor are you running?
125 IME water-cooled.
Okay. Wow.
So what do you like most about the racing?
Just the competitiveness and just family atmosphere, I guess you could say.
The teamwork, working with people to get an end result.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I'm a really competitive person, I guess you could say.
Do you have a little bit of a temper when you don't do well?
No, I try to hold my composure. Yeah. I just try to look professional.
Yeah.
I have a feeling if Brittany set them up to come in here that they're good competitors and they're not sore losers, right?
Oh, no.
Trey's got a reputation at the track that he's made for himself of being a very composed driver and on and off the track. And
a gentleman driver.
Yeah, very well respected. You know, he's tried hard, you know, and there's been times where he could have got out of the cart and thrown his helmet and thrown a temper tantrum, and he did not, you know, and he chose to just take his time and figure it out That's said a lot for him over the years of his racing, and you know, and it's all based off of family too. You know,
yeah, I mean, and you get a reputation.
Yeah, and his family's, you know, backed him and taught him, and you know, it's been a good situation for him, and he's not one of those kind of guys that you're gonna ever see come out of a cart throwing gloves and throwing helmets and being disrespectful. So it's always been nice to see.
Well, and the beauty with that is, and again, it has a lot to do with the family. You know, explaining it to you as you were younger. Sponsors aren't going to put up with that bad boy attitude. You know, Dale Earnhardt Sr. is gone. Okay, there's nobody else. You try to pull a Dale Earnhardt Sr. today, you will not be driving anything in the near future. Okay, so, and he's my idol, by the way. I have a shrine at my house. You'll have to come over and see it sometime. I bow to it every day, every single day. I have three houses on my easement road. That's how crazy I am about that guy. But you're right. You know, you've got to be sellable. You know, like if you're going to start doing, you know, who knows, you could end up, you know, you know, being a spokesperson for products. Yeah. You know, because that's what they're looking for. Somebody that they can, you know, the sponsors would want you to be a good driver, but they want to know if they can use you for other things too.
Yeah, we also, most of our big races, national events are actually live on CBS. They get promoted through there too.
I've probably watched you because I don't. Yeah. The only two things I watch is cooking and racing. So, yeah. I mean, that's it.
And you've done some charity work too, right, Trey?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, just trying to raise money, I guess you could say, for different charities.
But you're also doing charity events, but you're also doing mentoring. Is that for younger kart drivers?
Yeah, so my team sets me up with the younger generation of racing. I just try to, like, I guess you could say, give back by helping them proceed in their goals, get better.
Well, if you want to add one more thing to your little portfolio and bring them in to do radio, I'm more than happy to give you the opportunity. I mean, we're here every Sunday, okay? So it's not like we're going anywhere. And if you feel maybe you get a driver that you think has really got some potential, Tell the folks. And if you want to charge for it, charge for it. I don't care. But seriously, because, I mean, you just can't walk into a radio station and get on a radio station. Yeah. If it hadn't been for Brittany, we probably wouldn't have gotten together. And so you owe Brittany now.
Yeah.
But she'll never take your money.
Yeah, Brittany's a good girl.
So take your car part.
And she has great things to say about Brian Brown.
Yeah.
She does.
She'll take a car part. She might take a car part.
No.
You don't think?
And she might give you a handkerchief in exchange.
A handkerchief?
She has handkerchiefs.
Yeah, she wears a little bandana handkerchief around her neck at the track.
So. Because they match her car.
Oh, well, of course
purple
it does.
Ones.
Purple. Well, yeah. I was going to say it has to be purple. Yeah, oh, my purple, God.
They match. And I bet they have 34s on them, too.
I bet they have 34s on them,
too. Or 37. Sorry.
Yeah, 37. Uh-oh, Brittany, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Here comes my phone. It's going to start blowing up.
Yeah, you're going to get
37. Brittany, 37.
All right.
Well, what about your Facebook page, Trey?
We're going to bring him back because he doesn't know it, but he's going to be here for the whole hour, and he's going to have the last 15 to talk about everything again and about his Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Right now, we got that. What's that race car driver we got coming on next? Who is that big-time guy?
Oh, yeah, the Pride of Garden Grove.
The Pride of Garden Grove.
Every time I see him, I joke him.
He's probably not going to talk to you.
He laughs, and then he turns around and walks away from me. So
yeah,
yes.
I would, too. And who we got coming on?
It's Brody Roa. Sorry. The
guy can drive like nobody's business, folks. So
just
don't,
a little.
Yeah, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Eraser Radio. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave. And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to www.parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com. Racing season is coming up shortly. The schedule is on the website. So get on there, plan your next year out. And I don't know how you're going to miss any of the races, but you might be lucky enough to see our next guest
in February, maybe.
Yep. And you may introduce him.
All right. Welcome to the show. We have Brody Roa, sprint car driver.
Hey, Brody. How you doing?
Hey, good, good. Good to be here.
Yeah.
What is
this? Thanks for having me on.
What is this? The King of Garden Grove? What did you say he was?
The Pride of Garden Grove.
Let's settle down.
Yeah, what is this? Yeah, what's this?
Well, who else is famous from Garden Grove? Okay. Come on.
She's got a point, Brody.
Come on. I live in Orange County now. I know what's up.
All right. Well, thanks for the hype.
Yeah. Hype. Can't hype it enough.
So, hey, are you ready for this season?
We're getting there.
It's a tough question.
You know, we have our cars torn apart and going through all our stuff right now. You know, we just got a new car, a new chassis and body that we're working on. Kind of be our primary car, our big show car, you can kind of say.
Uh-huh.
We'll roll that out when we hopefully it's good, real good, and we can roll that out when we want to make some money.
So that brings up a point. You got a new chassis, you got a new body, probably new suspension. So probably nothing from the last car is going to roll over to this car, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stuff will. Like, we just got a new rear end at the end of the year. We keep all our stuff pretty fresh. you know, to run, try to run at the level that we're running, you gotta keep new stuff on the car year round.
Gotcha.
And not just replace it at the end of the year. So, a new frame. We junked one at the end of the year last year at Oval Nationals. So that kind of hurt us, and you know that junked a car and a rear end and a steering box and front axle and basically everything on it. So, that's this new car will kind of take its place, and we'll bring it out at some big shows this year that we're planning to do. You know, we got some pretty big plans in 2019. So.
Yeah, well, I heard you've got some kind of a little announcement you were going to throw out at us.
Yeah, well, I got a pretty cool deal. I'm pretty honored to be a part of it, to run for Kevin Ramey at Chili Bowl this year. So,
yay!
Whoa.
Awesome.
I've been back there a few times, and everybody I talk to says Kevin's stuff is real nice. I know I've every time I've seen it on the track and watched him go around, you know, I've been a fan. So, it's pretty cool to have a real good car like that this year. And hopefully we can do real well with it on Saturday night.
So did he come to you or did you go to him?
It was kind of funny. One of his buddies on Facebook, he's a photographer out here, messaged me, told me to call him. So I called him and... Yeah, it was so quick. I wasn't sure if I was dreaming or not. You know, I got the message. I called him, and he said, "You want to run Chili Bowl?"
Oh my God!
I said, "Yeah, of course." So, that was a good deal, and you know, they're putting a real nice piece together for that week this year.
So this is a ride and drive.
Yeah, it's You can call that. I'm showing up with my gear bag, and
that's the point.
And
wow,
yeah, and it's it worked out pretty well. You know, him and I are similar size, so he's just leaving his seat in it, and I'll bring my seat just in case. But yeah. I don't even need to bring a seat.
You mean wow. To tell me he's going to get out of his car, and let you drive it for the Chili Bowl? Wow, that's
yeah.
You must have done something right.
Yeah, he said on the phone. He said, "I'm not a non-wing guy, so I'm a let somebody."
Oh,
gotcha. So there's a lot of pressure on me to make sure I do pretty well because he's run really good in that car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I guess it's natural to put pressure on yourself. I mean, my goodness, you only won how many races? I mean, I know to most people you'd think that's kind of silly, but you know when you're actually handed the keys to somebody else's rig. Yeah, you've got some pressure on you to do well, which you probably will, but, I mean, it's just the pressure's still there.
Yeah, you know, you got to put a little bit of pressure on yourself and, not make yourself crumble, but make sure you're on your game. And these people put a lot of time, effort, and money into their race cars and operations, and, you know, to get a phone call to come drive somebody's stuff is it's a big honor.
And so what number car is it that you're going to be driving in?
The Ramey? 7M.
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 All right.
Well, we've got Trey Brown in the house along with his stepdad, Jeremy Wiley. And Trey, we've had him in here most of the, for the hour. And he's just kind of starting out, started racing when he's 5. You're 16 now. And he's been racing karts. So I asked him to stay on so he could hear this interview. Because I don't think you've ever been to dirt, have you?
No, I'm just been trying to race like street stock something, maybe move in at Barona.
Oh, yeah? Well, you need to get into the dirt. Just give it a try. Don't you agree, Brody?
Yep, there's nothing like dirt racing, I'll tell you that. It's a blast. So well, that's why we keep doing it for, all the heartache and troubles we go through.
No, it's definitely a fun thing to do, the dirt racing. You know, there's no other feeling than, you know, I mean.
Sliding sideways into a turn, and how fast?
As fast as a car will manage, you know. I mean, that's all you can get. Whatever car will give you is what you get. So, you know, definitely different form of racing compared to the asphalt stuff and road course stuff. And definitely it teaches you a lot in a real short amount of time, you know. I mean, you're working with a car that doesn't want to do what you want it to do. So right. it's a it's a good learning experience.
Well, and don't you feel, Brody, that on the, because you've done asphalt too, haven't you, or just dirt?
Yeah, I started in go-karts just like Trey was talking about before and what he does now. So I did the quarter midget deal first and ran that a couple times and hated it. So we took a I didn't start until I was almost as old as Trey is right now. So,
but you didn't like the quarter midgets?
No, I wasn't a huge fan. I did that when I was like six and wasn't a fan of hanging out of the side and going in small circles or whatever it was. So, I wanted to go ride my dirt bike out in the desert. So we went and did that for a while until I got a little older, and then we went racing.
And it probably didn't hurt anything. I mean, how many championships have you won?
Won four in go-karts and the Ford Focus Midget Championship and the USAC West Coast Championship a couple years ago. So.
And the Chili Bowl next year.
Hey, that's the plan.
Hey, if you win the Chili Bowl, I won't be able to get rid of you because you will look at us like a rabbit foot. And I can tell you, some of the old-time race car drivers that used to call in on my show,
we had a streak for a while. Yeah, anybody who called in, they end up winning.
Yeah, the next weekend.
I think we had seven in a row.
Yeah, seven people in a row that called in.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if that's how it works, I'm going to be calling in a lot next
that's
year.
That's what I just said. We're going to have to extend this show to 6 hours
instead of five. I won't be able to deal with Dave because he's going to be such an egomaniac over this. But he's a lucky charm,
If that's the case, I love it. If you want to glue me to your grill, I fall for it. Because, there's nothing I like better than to interview somebody and then have them go out and win that next weekend. It's just as if I'm sitting in the car with you, driving it and winning the trophy. I'm telling you, I get just as excited, when I hear some of my, my guests do well after being on radio.
Yeah, it's that'd be quite a coincidence if we could do that, Chili Bowl.
Yep.
Well, you'd be surprised. I'm just saying. I don't know if have you ever heard of a name, Jill DeFerrin?
Yeah.
Well, he called in on my show and won the championship the following weekend. That's my name to fame. Michael Andretti's called in and won. Mario Andretti's called in and won. I can go on and on and on. But hey, enough of me. Who you got? Any new sponsors for next season?
No new ones as of now. We're always welcoming new partnerships on board. There's always space on the car for a sticker and a lot of travel costs that go into this deal and operating our own race team. So next year we'll go to plan on going to Knoxville next year and Indiana Sprint Week and kind of leaving our stuff in the Midwest a little bit next year.
So you don't have to haul it.
Looking for a little bit of partnership for that deal. But right now we continue on with the, these great supporters that we have and Mike Z at HC Industries, Mike Burris over at Burris Racing. Those two guys have just been, a huge part of what I've been able to do over the last few years. And Glenn Sander Engineering, CSI Shock, Shaver Racing Engines, they keep, put a every foot forward to make sure we got all the horsepower that we need to go out and win these races every year. Maxim Race Cars, Driven Racing Oils, NGK Spark Plugs, Molecule and K1 Race Gear. And then of course, biker Bruce Fisher and Norma Leonard. They're two, longtime supporters of me, and what we do. Bruce Fisher was on board, with the first race car we ever put together. So he's a good guy to be around.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but a few of those sponsors that you threw out there started with you in karting, right?
Yeah. When we go back to Burris Racing, they used to be right down the street here in Huntington. Well, they're in Huntington Beach now, but they used to be right down the street from when I lived in Buena Park. So we got pretty close with Mike and Kurt and Derek and all those guys over there. So It's been a long, good relationship with those guys. So it's been a good road.
That's excellent. And it's not over yet. Hey, how do people follow you, or if they want to get a hold of you? Facebook?
Yeah, I got a Facebook. You can go to BR Performance or Brody Roa Racing on Facebook. And I got a website, BrodyRoa.com. Very simple, just BrodyRoa.com. And I got all my contact info on both of those, and you can reach me anytime.
All right. Well, hey, the other thing we got to do, too, is I keep telling you, when you get the rig all put together and you'd like a little television time for your sponsors, all you got to do is let me know, brother, and I'll put you on and we'll definitely give those sponsors something back.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe when we get this pretty new car put together, we'll make some plans.
All right, so get off the phone and get out there and start working.
Will do.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, your crew, your team, your family. From Racer Radio.
And go get the golden driller.
And go get that golden driller. We want to, because you know you're going to do it. I'm just telling you, you're going to do it. Be ready.
Thanks, Brody. Yeah,
thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more with Downtown Trey Brown right here on Racer Radio. Yeah. I find the
groove again. FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
Back, you're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Michelle, Dave's down the hall, and this is our last segment for today. It's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. They're at 11370 North Woodside Avenue out in Santee. And if you would like to call them, their number is 619-444-7170, or you can check out their work at certifiedcarcare.net. And our other sponsor is Hose Specialties Trick Plumbing. And they have a website, hosespecialties.com. And you can call them at 619-562-4750. For our last segment here, we still have Trey Brown and his dad, Jerome Wiley, in the studio, and we wanted to wrap up with them. So tell us what's coming up for the next season, Trey.
Mainly just a few national events here and there, and then some driver coaching and a few regional races just to fill my year up with all my time.
So when do you start?
I start my first season, my first race, which is at Los Angeles Karting Association, starts in February, I believe.
Okay, so you don't have too much time, really.
Yeah.
We're talking about like a month after Christmas. You have to have everything ready to go.
Yeah, just prepping the car and testing and stuff like that to get ready for the full season to start.
Exactly.
He also plans on this season of running the Legend cars, like you mentioned before.
Right.
So that'll be later on in the year. But for the most part, you know, just prepping for the go-kart season is his main goal right now, and staying healthy and not getting hurt
and speaking of hurt, break your ankle.
I was actually dirt jumping my bicycle.
Oh,
with my buddies.
Oh, it wasn't even a racing.
This is why I tell parents to put their kids on go karts. It's only a half inch off the ground.
Yeah,
you can fall a half inch and you'll be fine.
Well, you'll have some hamburger.
We just went for a mountain bike ride this morning. That's, you know, that's kind of what we do, just to go out and have some fun and stay in shape. And so yesterday and today we did our morning ride, and so he's still riding bikes, but it's kind of toned down. None of this dirt jumping stuff. Just
keep the wheels on the ground and get a workout. I mean, it's bad enough if you're like a snake is in front of you or something. You have to swerve and get around him and you slip.
We've done that before. Stuff can happen. Last summer we did that.
We
came across a couple snakes on the trail. So, you know,
it's it a
typical deal. But
yep. All right. So stay safe, right? Don't hurt your ankle. So you missed some of the last season, huh, from the ankle?
Yeah. Right before... or midway through the season, right after my first national event, I had that big crash, and it honestly put me out for close to 15 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a season killer.
Yeah, I was actually running first in points championship for my first year in tag senior as well. So it really hindered my season and what my plans were.
Was it your right ankle?
Yeah, it was my right ankle.
Otherwise, you'd have been driving.
Oh, yeah, and my leg, too.
Knew it.
You broke your leg and your ankle?
Yeah, I broke my tibia and fibula and then basically shattered my ankle.
No wonder.
He went through his tib fib and his growth plate. He had a surgery, I think it was a day after he broke his ankle. He had 8 screws put in his ankle to hold it back together.
Yeah.
He was able to race 2 races. He raced a local race up in LAKC, and then he came down, raced Lancaster. Actually, 3 races. He raced Lancaster, and then he made it out to Vegas for the Super Nationals, raced Super Nationals. And then the following week after the Super Nationals, he had surgery again to remove the 8 screws out of his ankle. So it's been a long summer.
Oh, yeah. Painful too, huh?
Yeah, I'm like just getting back going right now from that last surgery. Yeah.
Well, and you have to build your strength back up, and you have to build muscle tone and all that. Thank goodness you're young enough. It's much easier than...
That's like probably that. Where that mountain biking comes in. That's great exercise.
It's kind of nicer.
It's not going to put a lot of pressure on.
Oh, now you can keep up with him.
I can keep up with him because he's out of shape.
Oh,
so it's working out.
Up. Yeah, muscle atrophy been insane. It's crazy. Yeah.
Huh?
You'd never think that at your age, would you?
No, my calf was so small when I came out of my cast.
Ooh.
Oh wow.
How about swimming? Are you doing some swimming?
I've swam a few times, but.
That's a waste of time.
No, it's
I'd rather ride a bicycle.
It's good cardio.
Or run.
Swimming, it's like you're not going anywhere. You're not fast enough. I like it going fast. Oh, somebody's in there waving at me. Probably likes to ride bicycles. But
or swim.
So, yeah, or swim. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So what were you going to say as far as your website, your contacts, your Instagram, and all that?
So on Facebook, it's just Trey Brown Racing, T-R-E-Y, the color brown racing. And then on my Instagram, it's actually Trey_Brown_racing. And that's just my racing page where I promote all my sponsors and that. And then, yeah, you can get me at TreyBrown619@gmail.com for my email and 619-248-2335 for my phone number.
And that way you can help him do some traveling next season and continue on.
Right. Is that him, the top one?
It says athlete. The description, actually, I looked it up on Facebook. So if you look at Trey Brown, there's a bunch of Trey Browns, but the one that says athlete.
Yeah, the Facebook side, it says, it'll actually say athlete under it. And that's his actual racing page.
I'm trying to see what color the icon is.
All the pictures come in since, but so what in school now? You're in 11th grade. Are you going into the 12th grade?
Yeah.
Do you have what do you plan to do? Are you going to stay in school? Do you have goals and aspirations of becoming like an engineer? Yada yada.
I plan just to finish out my schooling and just get through and then go to trade school for pipe fitting or something with sheet metal
welding
lines. Yeah.
Because you can make a bucket load of money welding.
Yeah, because that's actually what my dad does for a living. So.
Oh, welder?
Yeah.
So he's probably telling you he doesn't want you to be a welder.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much what dad said. My dad was a police officer. He says, you're not going to be a cop.
And I'm a lawyer, and I tell my kids not to be a lawyer.
Right. And your mom told you to be a lawyer.
And my mom told me to be a lawyer. Yeah, right.
Who listens to your mother?
I know.
So, curious, where do you practice?
There's not that many tracks available in
California.
That
was my point. I mean,
or like in the Southern California, at least you could say.
Yeah.
So the main track we test at is at Fontana, the Motor Speedway.
Right.
They have a karting track there as well as there's a few tracks down in Riverside.
Yeah, you got Adams.
Yeah, you have Adams, and then.
But you got to have off-road tires. And
yeah.
It's got to be lifted. And
then you go to Bakersfield, and that's where we test at sometimes as well. And
but that's a long drive.
Yeah.
At least Auto Club Speedway. I haven't been on that track, but it looks like a pretty decent track.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I was just over. Have you ever heard of Thermal Raceway in Palm Springs?
No, I'm not sure, actually.
Well, that's because it's for the ballers.
Well, yeah, it's
for people with Lamborghinis and stuff.
The rich man's sport.
Yes, yeah, and it's a private track.
You can't even call that a sport at the time. It's a rich man drivers.
Yeah, and they have to pay a membership fee.
You should see the racks and racks of go-karts over there.
Yeah.
You know, they're in racks. I mean, there must have been, I counted 30 of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like three tracks, but you put them all together and it's 5.2 mile road course.
Oh, that's crazy.
Would that just not make you crazy?
Yeah.
God. Have you ever been to, the next thing you got to do, if you ever get a chance to go into Circuits of America?
Oh, Texas?
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but I've been watching it on TV like the F1 sometimes.
Where you see them going down the straightaway and they go up over the hill and make that hard left?
Yeah.
trust me, you'll lose your underwear for about 3 days. Because if you're hitting it hard, if you're not in the right spot, because that's an off camber left.
Yeah, left.
Holy moly, roly. I was the first guy on the track, so I had to hammer it as hard as I could. Yeah.
Did you stay on the track?
Yes, I did, sir, because you don't want to be that guy.
That guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
What were you driving?
Of all things, a Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk.
Oh, the Trackhawk event, yes.
I heard those are pretty fast, actually.
Wicked. I was doing a buck 30, buck 35 going down a straightaway, and I knew I had to go up a hill and make a hard left turn.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but I was with Lamborghini at Thermal last week. Imagine 17-inch rotors in the front.
17 inches? It's like that's more than like standard car rims.
Yeah.
And they gave us they said, okay, what we want to do is dead stop. This is an SUV, mind you. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Hammer it, get to 75, and then just literally jump on the brakes, turn left and turn right. Thing stopped on a dime, gave me 9 cents change.
Yeah.
Holy moly. And this thing, oh my gosh. I mean, it's an SUV. Are you kidding me? 650 horse? That's one of the nice things about what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just had the first Ford Ranger.
Well, it's still out in the parking lot.
Yeah. She's the only one to have this Ford Ranger in Southern California.
Are you test driving it?
Yes, yeah. I am. Till Wednesday.
Oh, she's been driving it for like, and I tried to get it, but oh no, I couldn't get it.
Well, you'd probably tear it up if you got it, so.
Nope, don't want to be that guy. Don't want to be that guy. That's for sure.
Put it through his ringer, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to see what it can do.
Yeah.
That's always my rationalization for everything.
I know. And yeah, try to get her to be a hypermiler.
Oh, no. I don't do that. I don't do that.
Yeah, we do a green show, and I get her an electric car, and she kills it every time. You know, she has to stop halfway home to charge it up because she's 90. Really? 90? You got to go 90?
But yeah. It's fun. Got to get to radio on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got anybody coming down from Orange County now, you
yeah.
said?
Yeah.
Irvine.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't make it 45 minutes. She's bummed.
Yeah. That's like driving on a racetrack by itself.
There you go.
Traffic.
don't give her any ideas. All right, Trey. Well, hey, you got homework. You got to send me an email. Got to set up some TV. He's got my business card.
Yep.
Got to set up some television. And what I'd like you to do after your races, you don't have to physically come in unless you want to, but call in and let us know how it goes.
Yeah,
for sure. Because that way, if you get you'll get a following and people will start to come out to the track and
yeah,
we'll help you every way we can, man.
Yeah, just come out and support.
There you go.
Well, and, heck, we'd love to come see you.
Yeah, we'll come out and support you. That's not a problem. We'll get you some stickers and say hi to the family for me.
Yeah, well, I just
one of the biggest things for what Trey does also, he's just not in California. He's all over the U.S. You know, he's
all right, well, we gotta go pay some bills. So. One more thing you want to say?
Just say thank you to my friends, family, and Bob Brown's Automotive for all the help, Nash Motorsports, all my sponsors.
Perfect. All right. Merry Christmas. Right.
Merry Christmas.
To you
Thank
and
you.
All. We'll
Thank
be back.
You, Trey and Jeremy.
Thank
Good
guys.
Sports Radio right around the corner on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
Happy trails. We are the answer.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170. The answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.